With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, this is Eva Marcille, and you're listening to Amazing Women of Power, Talk 247.
Hi, this is Ernie Hudson, actor, writer, speaker. And you're listening to Raven, the talk show maven, on the Amazing Women of Power. Tune in. Enjoy it. It'll be a wonderful experience and a life-changing experience for you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Chili, and you're listening to Amazing Women of Power.
Welcome to Amazing Women and Men of Power. If you're ready for the breakthrough you deserve, let's get started. Coming up is another amazing interview to empower, encourage, and inspire you to take the necessary step so that you can accomplish the dreams that you deserve. If you can dream it, all you need to do is believe it and achieve it. Here we go. Let's get started.
Hey, this is Eva Marcille, and you're listening to Amazing Women of Power.
Question for you. You ready? Here it goes. Have you been looking for love in all the wrong places? I mean, really, have you? Well, let me just tell you this. If that's been the case, not to worry, because we have someone today that is going to be able to really steer you in the right direction. And I'm going to tell you real quickly about her, and then we're going to dive in, because we realize this is the pandemic. Yeah. And it's been a lonely time. We know that about you. It's been such a lonely time. But you don't have to stay alone if that's the case. But you do need to know how to set yourself up, you know, the right way if you decide to get into the dating game and try some of the interesting apps that they have out there. It's a lot of different ways that you can make sure you're not alone if that's what you choose to be. Some people are okay with it. Some people are loving it. They're like, oh God, I got all this time to myself. And, you know, but some people are truly struggling. So if you're someone that's been struggling, if you're someone that has been dating or trying to figure out why you keep finding people that are very annoying to you, and they're just, you know, they're not your peeps. You know, they're not the right ones for you. You know, I believe we know. I've been there. I mean, I'm married now, but I've been there, and I know how it was for me. And it's a lot of times it's just that you are looking in the wrong places. Okay. Well, we don't want you to do that anymore. We're here to help you. So get excited, okay? And throw away anything you knew before, because I got a true expert. Let me tell you, her name is Carrie Brett, and she is a Boston celebrity photographer and host of Shot at Love show. And the Shot at Love show is both a podcast and radio show, and soon to be a TV show. She's the first motivational podcast. It's the first motivational podcast around online dating. And Carrie has great empathy for single people struggling with challenges of dating. Yeah. She understood the art and psychology of what makes a successful profile. And it all starts with the leading photographer. Carrie noticed that your online profile appearance, I should say the leading photograph of you. And Carrie noticed that your online profile appearance, your personal brand, was the key. to successful dating outcomes. Now, you think about that in business, but you don't think about that in your personal life, right? And that photo, oh my God, that's it. Is it going to be one that excite people and motivate them and move them to take action? You know, however they do it on the dating app, she'll tell you how. You probably know how. So this is what happened. In 2019, she launched the Swiping Sorry, a live seminar that taught women how to empower themselves and change their lives for the better. And in 2020, Shot It Love was born. Yes, it was. And within weeks of launching her first episode, the world was on lockdown. And perfect timing, right? When she started her podcast, 30% of singles used online dating. And within 4 short weeks, that number shot up to 96%. And her audience rapidly grew. Currently today, 85% of couples in 2020 and 2021 have met online. Let's find out how they're doing in 2022. Today, I'm going to be talking to Carrie about finding love in 2022, and we'll discuss how the pandemic has changed the dating world. So you know what I like to say, if you're standing, sit down, and if you're sitting, stand up, because the lady is here, Carrie Brett, come on down. Hey, Carrie, how you doing?
Hey, Raven. Thanks for having me.
OMG, I can't believe it. The Shot at Love Queen is here.
OMG, I'm here in the house.
Absolutely. Well, you hit it on the nail on the head, so to speak. It's the pandemic. I mean, you just started this thing. It's so funny. During lockdown. What a perfect time, right?
I just hit it. I knew when I was developing this, all of this content, I started in 2018. And I knew that online dating was going to explode. And no one really listened to me, but I used it, was obsessed with it. And I felt so compelled to get all this information out there. And I must have known something was going to break because... It did. And
big time.
Online dating exploded. The stocks went, through the roof. Everyone was Zoom dating and virtual dating. Every dating app had to have a virtual component built in. Tinder started Tinder Passport, where you could date all around the world. People's radius that they turned on wasn't just in their hometown. It was across the country because they were working virtually and they could move. So mm-hmm. That was really fascinating to see how the dating apps changed so rapidly. And I just covered all of it my first year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So what did you find was the biggest challenge with people?
Fear. Fear gets you every time. Fear is the number one reason people don't go online. So the pandemic pushed people, and they called it the pandemic push. So either people got so fed up with being alone, or they used the pandemic as an excuse to not try. I would have had a command center. If I was alone, I would have been out working every dating app, putting myself out there in every way, shape, or form, because I understood that it's just a tool, it's just an opportunity to meet other people. And if you're afraid to date, then open yourself up to meeting new friends and putting yourself in situations that causes you to stretch and grow. Because once you start taking small actions, then more opportunities will present.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about opening yourself up. Kind of give them an idea of what you mean by that.
Well, people shut down because of fear and past setbacks and failed relationships. And more than half the country is divorced, maybe not once, twice. So everyone is coming into online dating with some kind of baggage, some kind of heartbreak, some kind of fear that their heart will be broken again. But once you realize that everyone is coming from the same place, then you can say, I haven't found the one just yet. I'm hoping that he's you. And just change your attitude and mindset around it, and that will dismantle the fear.
Okay, that will dismantle the fear. So when you tell your clients that, you know, do they instantly believe it and go for it, or do you still find they hesitate?
I can't help you if you don't believe it. I can help you if you believe it, but if you don't believe it, you're not my client. And I hate to be that like that, but this is serious business. This is finding love. For me, finding love was survival. And I wasn't having it. I did not want to be single. I was unhappy. And there was no way I wasn't going to be successful online. It was just going to happen. So I didn't have blocks around finding love. And because I believed wholeheartedly that I would find love, that was going to happen for me. And I had a friend tell me, Carrie, you did so much in your past relationships, and karmically, you're due for a break. You're due for something good. And I did find love, and I became a Tinder success story. And I met my boyfriend on Tinder, and thank God I did, because I don't think I would have had the strength to create the swiping soiree or get over my fears and launch my podcast and go for it and be on the radio. I just kept going, but I had someone who was a big supporter in my corner, and that made the difference for me. And people do better in partnership. And love is so fundamental in your health, wellness. You do better at work. It's just amazing what love can do for you. And I don't know why people hold themselves back, because you can manifest love just like you can manifest your home, car, job. Think about all the things that you have created for yourself. And you created those things out of survival too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can do the same thing with love.
Yeah. I love that you said that. You know, we all have that attractor factor within us, don't we?
We do.
Yeah. We just have to realize it and trust it. I know that's what I had to do. You know, in fact, I remember I had to make a list of what I knew I didn't want to deal with anymore, you know, and then I had to describe who my next person would be, you know, and those two things helped me. Those two things I had never done before. Can you believe it, Carrie? I never took the time to do that. I just went from one relationship to another. Do you find that's the case with many of your clients, or many of the people that start dating online, or they're just getting out of one, going to the other, and they're not even clear of what they're looking for and why?
I think they don't have the information.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were educated about why they're failing or why they keep repeating the same patterns or pulling the same type of person,
mm-hmm.
they would stop doing that, because no one wants to repeatedly get their heart broken.
Yeah.
So once you have the information, then you can make those subtle shifts.
Okay. Jamie, Chris, are you listening to this? That's my daughter and grandson. I'm trying to help them out because they're so shy. And the biggest thing they both talk about is the fear. So let's dive in that. It's the pandemic. Everybody's like, I want love. And, you know, those that are by themselves, you know, if I'm going to be stuck in the house, you know, I want to be with someone. If I have to be careful where I want to go, I want someone in my life. But there's a lot of crazy stuff happening out here. And the pandemic might put us in a rush to just settle and get anybody. What are some of the things we need to look out for? Okay. And how safe is it?
Well, I believe that people are good fundamentally. And they are hippies and peace-loving people who shop at Whole Foods. But people don't want to hurt people. I believe that. I believe that people are good, and it's just a few bad apples who give these sites a bad name. Mm. Now, I believe in safety. I believe in taking precautions to protect yourself, but you can't really focus on what could happen, should happen. You just can't. You have to trust in the universe. You have to trust in yourself. And you have to trust in your own intuition. And that comes down to worthiness. So if you're calling up your girlfriend saying, what do you think about this guy who never checks in, but he's happy to date me, but he doesn't text me? No. You already know the answer. You don't need to call your girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And settling or staying in a relationship that you know is not your forever guy comes down to how you feel about yourself. So if you believe
your worthiness. Yes. Yeah. Why is that important?
It's everything.
That's going to make a difference in who a person attracts and how, if they not feel good by themselves, does that affect that?
Yeah, I think if you feel like you're a hot mess, or you feel like you're damaged goods, or you feel like you're a two-time loser, whatever, those are just storylines. And those storylines are created in your mind because of fear. You create them in your mind to protect yourself, but what you're doing is holding yourself back.
Interesting. I should have talked to you 3 marriages ago.
I love you, Raven.
I mean, this is really, I mean, you know, you would never think that there's a methodology behind finding the right person, and it really is. We talked about in your introduction about the importance of the photograph. Tell us more about that.
Okay, so for 28 years, I worked for the leading city magazine in Boston called The Improper Bostonian, and I photographed actors and celebrities and athletes, and my job was to create an image so strong that it would bring in the revenue for the magazine. So we'd move a million magazines a month, and it was a free publication, so I had to make sure that people walking by a busy street, say 150,000 people would go on that busy city street corner, that they would stop, that image was strong enough that they would stop, bend over, open up the box, and grab an Improper Bostonian. Mm-hmm. So I had the highest return rate, which meant I moved the magazines, the most magazines, the quickest. And I understood how powerful an image was because it was the entire revenue of the magazine. And if I didn't do a good job with that cover, if it didn't evoke some kind of emotion, then I wouldn't have a job. And I was a single mom and I took my job very seriously. So I knew how important that leading photograph was, just like how important the leading photograph is of your podcast cover or your brand, your business. And so you're marketing yourself, you're playing to win, it's a competitive game, and you have a split second to stop someone in an instant. And if you have this incredible leading photograph of yourself, more people will swipe right on you. And then you'll have more opportunities for more matches, which will lead to more opportunities for more dates.
Wow. Okay, I told you guys that she was BAD bad. You know, she knows her stuff for sure. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with more from Miss Carrie Brett, you know, right after this. And stay tuned.
Next to the clothes, only to hear them say, it's too expensive, or I need to talk to my partner. Want to know how to confidently close more sales for your business without being pushy? Anna Scheller, host of Sales Mastery on the Amazing Women of Power radio station and author of the book Black Belt Selling, can show you how. She's helped hundreds of entrepreneurs understand their sales system and make more money. Black Belt Selling is a tailored coaching system to equip you with the mindset, process, and know-how to generate more leads, set more appointments, and close more sales with confidence. To find out more, book a free 30-minute consult by going to her website, www.annascheller.com, and click the Book a Free Consultation in the corner. Just go to annascheller.com and book your free consult today.
You have something special. You have greatness in you. Hello, this is Les Brown, encouraging you to listen to Raven, the talk show maven. She will bring out your greatness. She will motivate you and inspire you to live your dreams rather than your fears. If you would like to learn how to do talk shows or interviews, make sure you call on Raven, the talk show maven. Why? Because she knows it. She can teach you the ropes. She can bring out your personality. She will teach you the things that you need to know that will accelerate your success. Make sure you call on her, Raven, the talk show maven, if you want to learn how to do a talk show or interview people and all the things you need to do to become successful. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, everyone, welcome back. We are so, well, we're just so glad that you're here. So welcome back. This is Raven Blair Glover, Raven the Talk Show Maven. You are tuned in to listening right here live, if you're listening live, to Power Me Up Radio Talk. We call it the station with heart on iHeart. And also, this, you may be listening to this on our podcast, The Amazing Women and Men of Power Network. And if you're listening to our podcast, be sure to check out the show notes. We are, you know, we are listed to on the we're listed to for three hopefully awards, and we want you guys to, you know, support us if you don't mind for the People Choice Podcast Awards. Look in the show notes of the podcast on, and you'll see a link to where I think we still have up until Sunday, but don't push it that late. Do it, tell yourself by tomorrow to go ahead and vote. We'll list the categories there and just follow the directions in our show notes, and hopefully we can be, you know, win or at least be nominated. How about, how cool would that be, right? If you enjoyed Amazing Women and Men of Power and you're listening to one of the shows, also be sure to, like this one, this is amazing. Be sure to write a testimonial on what you like best about the guests. And if you got one or two things from me, yeah, you can throw that in too. And be sure to give us a 5-star rating. We appreciate you listening to either our radio station on iHeart, Power Me Up Radio, or our podcast. And soon we'll be taking Amazing Women of Power back to TV. So stay tuned. Lots always coming up with us. Enough about me already, right? Let's get back to our guest. We have just a few minutes left. And again, her name is Carrie Brett. And as you can see, she is super amazing. You know, isolation and loneliness are at an all-time high. And what Carrie does is she helps people shift their mindset so that they can find love. And statistics prove love allows you to live a happier, healthier, and happier life. And we all deserve love and can manifest it, as she spoke about before we took the break. It just as easily as manifesting a job, a car, or a home. Still, for some reason, people have blocks around finding love and don't think it's in the cards for them due to past setbacks, past heartbreaks, or simply failed relationships. Just like they have blocks around making money or being successful. So today, Carrie has and will share a little bit more of her amazing insider secrets and tips and strategies to help you. And she could have helped me years ago, but I got it good right now. But anyway, and she can help others find the love of their dreams. Back with more of the Amazing Women and Men of Power show with none other than Carrie Brett. OMG, Carrie. You are rocking it today, my friend. We got just a few minutes left, so I know there's some more questions, but one thing, you know, I love it, and when I can really not just hear my guests that come on and share their expertise and share what they do, but I love it when I can feel their passion. And can I just say, I can definitely feel your passion. So, you know, that's a good thing, because People are going to be moved and inspired to take action because they can feel your words, they can feel your passion. And, you know, I know you're like me, you finally found the love of your life. And it is true. Once you find that, it does give you a healthier and happier life. Why is that? Or it seems to be. For those people that really want it. Some people, they don't need it. They don't care about it. But for those people that have that hunger for finding that perfect mate and love, I know when I did, I never felt the type of happiness that I feel now. It's
Your whole life improved, Raven. Everything, he pushed you to be the greatest Raven you could be. And you finally got it right, and it's amazing, and it's inspiring to me, because you figured it out. You took action in so many different ways. Your story is absolutely incredible, but you didn't overthink things. You didn't get in your head. You just took action, and I think that's a big thing. If you take action and you're consistent and you're consistent with the follow through, you'll get results. But also, it does come down to passion, because you can have all the talent in the world and all the abilities in the world, but if you don't have that passion driving you forward, then it won't happen. And when you are aimlessly swiping and you're half-heartedly into it, people know that.
Yeah. Well, you just said something, aimlessly swiping. Okay. Talk about that. We can't let that just go by. Aimlessly swiping.
Well, people get overwhelmed because it's like shopping for Amazon. I mean, there's so many people. So they think, okay, I have all these matches, but those matches don't necessarily add up to a date. Mm-hmm. And that date might not be great. So people get very frustrated with the process and they get beat down and they get discouraged. So that affects their attitude. And if their attitude isn't a winning attitude, people know that. And if they think they're going to have bad results, then that changes your vibration and that changes your energy. So your energy and vibration doesn't line up with your mindset. So you can really want something, but if you don't believe it's possible and you have a negative attitude, it's not going to work.
That's big. That's real big. I want to go back to getting past the fear. I guess we can kind of, you know, put these together, you know, and having the belief that you're worthy of it. So what could you share? It's insider secrets, strategies, and tips to those listeners that are where I used to be. They're really hungry for that love, but they want the right person. But they have the fear, and their belief set system and mindset ain't quite there yet. And they bounce back and forth with their worthiness, and they're afraid to be vulnerable.
They are afraid to be vulnerable, and they are afraid to be yourself. But if you can be yourself and show up exactly who you are, that will sell you all day long, 100%. Because people love humor, they love flawedness, they love all the things that maybe I didn't like about myself. My boyfriend gets such a kick out of. He just thinks, I don't know. I think it's those imperfections. That is where the beauty lies, is just being yourself. And people can't do it. I think with the pandemic, the masks are coming down. People are more compassionate. They're more open to being themselves, because look what we've lived through. If we can't be ourselves now, when are we ever going to do that?
Yeah, right about that. You got to just step into that boldness, huh?
You do. Mm-hmm. And that really worked for me. I used humor probably as a defense mechanism, because at least I was entertaining myself when I was texting these people. Like, if I found it funny, I would put it in there. And I took a lot of risks, and I always took a lot of risks in my photography. Mm-hmm. And because I had that attitude, love my cover, hate my cover, you know, talk good about it, talk bad about it, just talk about it. And I had thick skin from my work background, mm-hmm. my career. And I just felt like if they didn't get my humor, if they didn't get who I was full tilt, then they weren't my person. And that was okay, because I'm not supposed to be for everybody.
Yeah. That's a good way to look at it. It's okay, right?
It's okay. Next.
Okay. Yeah. What about our willingness to take action? What can you say about that?
Well, once you can step into your power and learn to be yourself mm-hmm. and overcome your fear and your vulnerability, combine that with the willingness to take action and show up with consistency, then you're in the game. And throw in some humor and laugh your way all the way through the process and be okay with failing forward. I used to have people in town go, Carrie, when you find love, I don't know what I'm going to do for entertainment. Because my stories were so hilarious. And I always laughed at myself. And I think you have to get over yourself to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to get over yourself to get there. That's a pretty deep statement. We got about 30 seconds. Break that down a little bit more as far as what you actually mean by that.
Well, if you want to achieve a big goal, for me, I wanted to help a lot of people with my show.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get over myself pretty fast in order to put out episodes each week. Sometimes I'm perfect. I'm never perfect, but sometimes an episode's better than another episode. Sometimes mm-hmm. I trip over a word. Sometimes my joke might not fly. I think it's funny, but not everyone might think it's funny. It's okay.
Yeah.
So because I could get over myself and take a chance, take a shot with my show,
mm-hmm.
I'm heard all over the world. Now, that wouldn't have happened if I didn't get over myself and realize that there is a bigger picture here, that I was truly trying to help people. And so you have the ability to help yourself. You really do. You're capable. I talk to the most successful people around. There's a billion people on the planet. There's someone for everyone. And you are capable of doing this. You just have to put one foot in front of the other and get in that Uber, get in that shower, put on an outfit, and try.
And try. Love that. Love that. Well, there's someone out there for everyone.
That's
what she said. You heard it from Carrie Brett. You know, Carrie, how can people get in contact with you if they're saying, hey, help a sister out or help me out? You know, I need your help. I need your guidance. How can they get in contact with you? Let's give them that information and then we'll close out the show.
Okay. They can send me a DM on Instagram, Carrie_Brett. And Shot at Love is on all platforms. You can hear me on Power Me Up Radio 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time here in Boston.
In Boston, yeah. Give me that website one more time.
And so if you are interested in looking about my course, you can go to shotatlove.com.
shotatlove.com. And what time does your show come on?
The website is shotatlove.co, not .com.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's a mistake. That's okay. And my show is 5:30 Eastern Standard Time on Power Me Up Radio, 24/7, Tuesday through Saturday.
All right, y'all. That's a wrap. We're going to go ahead and close out the show. We have another guest coming up soon. We will talk to you guys the next time. See you in a few minutes. Shot at Love. Check her out. Okay, thank you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.